Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman, and today we are speaking with Kathleen Burchard, author of The Wine Lover's Apprentice. Kathleen is here to talk about her book promotion experience, what marketing strategies worked well, and what did not, so they can help you by sharing the tips and secrets to book marketing success. So, Kathleen, welcome, and just jump right in. Tell us a little bit about your book, The Wine Lover's Apprentice.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. And The Wine Lover's Apprentice is really the go-to guide for people who want to learn about wine, because there are a lot of them out there, but they don't know where to start. And The Wine Lover's Apprentice is just the perfect place that you can sort of dip into and out of without actually having to sit and read for a long time.
And how and why was it that you decided to write the book?
So even as a professional, I found some wine books are just too tedious or too frustrating or too hard to kind of get through. You know, there's a piece of information you want and it's hidden or not there at all. So, and some of it was really obscure information, you know, writing about a region that you would only encounter if you were driving through the Alps from Swiss to Italy, from France to Italy. And unless you're doing that drive, you know, as one does, you're not going to be able to experience those wines. So kind of why is the book devoting a whole chapter to it? So what I wanted to do with my book was really just get to the basics of what's going on, to understand what are the grapes that are in a particular wine. People think that Chianti might be a grape and not that it's a region in Italy and that it's actually made with a Sangiovese grape. A surprising number of people don't know that. And the book really just distills this information. What are the grapes in a wine? What should it taste like? Where are the best value regions to get from? Or what else I deal with are very practical matters, like how do you order wine in a restaurant? And I know that sounds kind of silly when you say the name of the wine, but how do you pick the wine? How do you know it's going to be a good choice for the group you're having or that it's a good value? And so the book really just helps you drill down to those things in a very quick and easy way.
Well, absolutely. Sounds like you're filling a need because there are so many options out there. You sit there, you look at the wine list, and you're like, oh my God, what do I order? And do I do a glass or do I do a bottle? How do I do all this? So I think that that is really excellent. I'm going to look forward to checking it out myself. So you have this great book. What did you do, Kathleen, to promote it?
So promotion really happened in a lot of ways. I had a little bit of an unfortunate experience with the publisher in terms of the PR person I was assigned sort of left as she kind of got into the promotion, and they really didn't have someone, you know, who could come in and fill her vacancy. So they did a few things, you know, that certainly helped and got me out there, but a lot of the work was really done on my own. So primarily, I hired a PR firm that specializes in book launches to coordinate a radio media tour. So the summer the book was released, I did interviews with about 20 radio stations, and that covered most of the continental U.S., because apparently, it's a little-known fact, I didn't know this, but people who listen to the radio also buy books. So it was a really great way to reach these different audiences in a way that engaged with them. But then I also hired an events planner to coordinate book signings, since this is a wine book, in San Francisco and the Napa area. Plus, I used my own contacts to create signings in Sonoma, as well as my hometown, and, you know, other places where I was kind of traveling throughout the country. I did sort of my own personal outreach to reporters as well. And then I worked with bloggers and influencers over sort of the December holidays to promote the book as a gift, you know, for Hanukkah, Christmas, or however else people celebrate during that time of year.
So it looks like you did a lot of great target marketing. You had a team that you put together. What would you say, which strategy that you used do you think was the best or worked best for you?
You know, the one where I always noticed a spike in sales whenever I just left a town. So I leave San Francisco, there's a spike in sales. I'm traveling in Oklahoma, there's a spike in sales. I do a radio interview in New York, there's a spike in sales. So I could really kind of track it that way. But where I really saw the biggest spike was in that December time frame, because it's a great, you know, gift buying time. So I don't want to, and that was really the bloggers and the influencers where I reached out, and not to malign the other efforts, because they obviously were a success too, and the whole campaign is of a piece. But really, it goes to today how important social media is and how you can't ignore that in your marketing.
Now, would you have one piece of advice that you would leave our listeners with, maybe authors that are just out there, first-time authors, just one piece of advice, maybe a selling secret that you can share?
Absolutely. It's be persistent and get out there and take every opportunity. You have to be an entrepreneur to get this out, and you really have to hustle. My husband was like, who listens to radio? Who's going to do this? I said, I don't know how many books going on the radio will sell, but I know that if I don't go and do this, I will sell exactly zero books. So you really need to get out there, to hustle, to put your best efforts into it.
All right, Kathleen, thank you so much for joining us. I want to tell our listeners all about where you can learn more about Kathleen Burchard and her book, The Wine Lover's Apprentice. Check out her website, finewineconcierge.com. That's finewineconcierge.com. There are links to information about the book, as well as excerpts, of course, where to purchase, and information on what Kathleen does, and of course, her blog, Wine Uncorked. Thanks again, Kathleen, for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Stacey. I had so much fun.
And thank you all for listening to this podcast brought to you by Annie Jennings PR. Please visit JenningsWire.com to enjoy a rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. Till next time.